This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Now to that absolutely shocking, horrific story that that took place on the West Rand. The community of West Village is calling for the army to be brought into the area. They say that Thursday's multiple rape incident was just the tip of the iceberg. They claim that such crimes occur on a daily basis, and that the majority of the criminals are heavily armed gangs of Zamazamas. So far, police have arrested more than 80 people on charges ranging from illegal mining to illegal immigration, possession of explosives and firearms, and attempted murder. But it's still unclear whether any of the suspects that have been arrested have been linked specifically to the rape of 8 women who were reportedly on the set of a music video shoot. Let's speak to the vice chairperson of the Western Village Community Forum, Andre Shannon, joining us on the line. Good morning to you, Mr. Shannon, and thank you so much for coming on to Power FM.
Good morning. Call me Andre, please.
No worries. Now, this is quite disturbing now to hear that, as far as you are concerned, as a community, this latest incident that has shocked so many of us is nothing that surprised you or that was out of the ordinary for you?
So we were expecting this to happen, and we are very, very sorry that it had to happen in this way. But we are asking for intervention from the minister's office, from the mayor's office, from the local police, already on a regular basis from February. We are in constant contact with these people, and we warned them something big is going to happen because we've been neglected for so many years. This was a very, very peaceful and nice community to stay in. We've got this old big mine houses, and we haven't got any services here. Like street lights and things like that is non-existent. And where do criminals want to hide? Is absolutely in the darkness.
What?
And even last night, once again, just after this big raid, we had fires, gunshots again at about 12:30 last night.
Right.
So the criminals are still here.
What takes us, what is the sort of thing that you've had to contend with as a community over the last few months, as you say, since February? What are the sort of things that you've been dealing with?
It's we've been without power for about 2 weeks because of cable theft. It's cable theft. It's petty crime. It's crime, house breakings. It's people getting shot. It is, just to give you, in the last 2 weeks, two of the community members were shot. The one was shot through the mouth on the way to church, and the other one was shot in a house in a place called Skoonplaas, which is part of West Village, which is still in intensive care in Laratong. So this is just an ongoing thing. Kids are getting raped. Woman is getting raped. This is absolutely terrorism.
Absolutely. And I see
going
you,
on.
Yeah, that you are putting it down to these Zamazamas. What is it that convinces you that this is who is behind these crimes?
So they are not even, they say they do it. And they say.
So they're not even hiding.
They're not hiding. They're walking in the streets. I'm a teacher, so I'm leaving my house at 6:30 in the morning. I can tell you if there's going to be a raid today or not. If there's no Zamazamas in the street, I know there's not going to be a raid. There's not going to be a raid. Mm. If there's Zamazamas, I know there's not going to be a raid. So it is. The police is getting paid by the Zamazamas, but
wow.
The municipality wow. doesn't cut the grass. There's places I've shown them on TV, when was it, Saturday morning, where the grass is, if you 2 meters in the grass, nobody can see you.
Allows for hiding places, yeah. Mm.
Wow. It's at the stage now that if you travel next to the R28, you will see people is breaking down buildings mm. where these criminals are hiding.
Absolutely appalling. Andre Shannon, thank you so much for coming on to describe this, what you are contending with as a community. I appreciate your time, and be well and be safe.
Thank you very much. We will get everything right eventually and have a nice community again.
Andre Shannon is the Vice Chairperson of the West Village Community Forum.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.